Greetings and welcome to the podcast for Mom's Strange Magic. I'm your host and primary storyteller, Kim Upton. Join me as I discuss topics on just about any subject you can imagine, while also telling you stories about my wild, wonderful, and weird life. Welcome to this week's podcast, Season 2, Episode 3. I'm very happy to be here with you today. It is podcast day, and I am just, I don't know, it's been, the weather has been a little cold. I've been a little cold. Things have been moving slowly. It's kind of that wintry time of the year where I am, and this is where everybody just kind of slows down, and we do that little slow crawl into spring where you go outside and the birds are like, guess what? More light. There's more daylight. And humans are like, but it is cold. And they're like, we know, but more light is coming. So that is always a good thing that, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere where we are, light is returning. This week, I want to kind of, I don't know, there's all kinds of topics that I sit down and I go through this, and I've discussed this before, that there's just so much that I write about offline. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I do, I don't do online, and I have waxed philosophical about this, and I don't know, just flipsy-flopsy about how I feel interacting on social media. And I had a lot of synchronicities happen since last podcast. And it doesn't really, to me, whether or not you think that synchronicity is real or if you can find a spiritual or scientific reason for it, I like to think of it as sort of this kind of validation from yourself that you are observing your environment. And I think that's kind of where synchronicity is important, is that if we are observing our environment, then we can see more of what's going on around us. And we might see that the world is a lot more synchronicitous than we might think. But yeah, last week I had this thing happen, and it was sort of right after a conversation with Mr. the Mister, and it was about kind of transforming things and how glad I was to be back doing podcasts again, even if I was still feeling kind of uneasy about it and I didn't know if it was even still a thing. Do people still blog? Do they still do podcasts? You know, is YouTube even still a thing? And I'm finding out more and more that a lot of people are going back to, I don't know, maybe it's like retro or vintage social media. And I thought, wow, this is awesome because I know how this works. Like, here's where the narrator's voice would come in and say, she, in fact, did not know how any of it works. And so I'm on this very high learning curve right now. It's not that I don't know how to do it. It's just that things have changed and I'm learning how to work with Adobe. It's been years since I've worked with any Adobe products or apps or anything. And even from the last time I used them till now, it's like, where's the button? Where's the polygon button? Where's the lasso? Where are all these things? So it's been very enlightening to see that the more things change, the more they stay the same, And the more they stay the same, the more they change, maybe. I don't know what I was trying to say there. But what has been a lot of fun is kind of getting back into music. And please, I'm not a DJ or a musician or a pianist or anything like that, but more of just kind of, I'm a big fan of like ambient music and looping sounds. Again, not a DJ. I do know people that do that kind of work and they're fantastic. So if you ever need that done, let me know and I will put you in contact with this person. But what I really enjoy is kind of spacey tinkles, and that's what they're called around here. And so I have the opportunity to kind of do that. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I can mix my podcast. And currently I'm sitting in an area where I hope you cannot hear the heater vent thing blower device. I've already done a couple test listens, and so far I don't think I can hear it, but it could be there in the background, watching, waiting. But as I'm doing this, as I'm taking these classes, and I'm kind of chronicling it because I'm really doing this kind of DIY degree program. I am the kind of person that has always kind of marched to the beat of my own drum. I am really only 12 hours away from having way more than any kind of undergraduate degree. I have so many hours. I have pretty much an associate's plus, so, you know, like Walmart Plus or Kroger Boost or whatever. I have associate's plus. But I don't have that paper, and I can honestly tell you that it is not ever going to happen. I'm just not going to go back to school. That's one of those predictions, you know, proclamation things that I can say. It's just, I don't think that school is going to be for me, and I'm okay with that. And those that are going to school, I think that's fine, and I support you. But I've spent my time in school. I see how it works. I know how it is, and I'm really okay with it. However, I want to know about things, and I want to kind of bulk up my certifications, and I am taking classes that I can get credit for if I decide to transfer them into a college scenario. So I, you know, I'm learning all about the Adobe suite of products, and I will be getting certification in that eventually. But in all of this, I'm learning about mixing sounds, and I'm learning about voice and public speaking and diction and enunciation and things of that nature, and how with just a few little slides here or little clicks here or little taps here, you can do so much. And I am just loving it. I'm alive. The hills are alive with the sound of Kim making sounds. It's just, I don't know. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I think I might be a little too chilly today. I'm sitting here going, I'm silently shaking and trying not to make noise. And I'm like, if I just hold really still, the sound won't show up on the mic. So yeah, I mean, there are all these topics, there are all these things that I always want to discuss. I get a squirrel brain. I do practice podcasts. I sit around and I try to get through these, and you know, and all of this is because maybe, you know, here's what today's theme is going to be. Because I want it to look good. I want it to be like everybody else's. I want it to, you know, you have this, like, you get these kind of messages from others that they want to see the produced, polished stuff. And I, you know, the really today's topic, synchronicity, but, you know, we'll just pretend like that my conversations, my circular conversations, are synchronicitous. But as I was going through this past week, and I had this thing pop up with my dad and his music, and I was just really deeply reminded about conversations that I had with him when he was alive, and how he really, I think, felt compelled to be one way, even though he was pulled another way. And whenever I get that pull or that feeling that I need to, you know, be part of the dominant paradigm, I feel as if either, you know, is it supernatural? I don't know. It could be. But I feel this kind of like gentle nudge that's a reminder that we only are here once. And if we are not able to live in a way that we feel is good for us and that makes us happy and that we have the opportunity to do, then we're just kind of being a little wasteful of this time. And you know how I am. I'm going to come in with preemptively with the whole, you know, well, you have the privilege and things. And yes, these things are always known to me. If anyone understands internal bias or just bias or lack of diversity or inclusion, I would totally understand it. And soon I will be certified in it, although I would like to teach it because I think some of the things that are in these classes leave out a huge portion of the world culture. These classes are geared way, they're skewed toward people that have a lot more resources than a majority of the human population. So I will just say that is my thing. But I, you know, so I, this little kind of feeling from my dad where it's like, you know, my dad saying, you know, okay, Kimchi, you can go do this. It's fine. Just do your thing. Don't worry about it. Not everything has to be about a shop or a thing or a buy now or sign up for this. Just do something because you love it. I'm like, yeah, okay. And so I just have been jumping into all these things that I love, and oh my gosh, it's just been exhilarating. Very fun to do when it's cold and not fun to go out. You're just like, let me learn all the things. And so I was preparing for the podcast last night and getting my ducks in a row and watching, you know, we all gain inspiration from others. And I'm going to one day talk about imitation as the sincerest form of flattery, but in that quote, but that's on the list. But as I was like, okay, this is how I'm going to do this, and I can put this into this app, and I can do this, and I can do this. And then I was like, this is going to, I need a moment. I need a moment to process all these things that I'm just like, no, we're just going to stick to it. And I was watching something, and it was just the most beautiful expression of this creative person that had a lot of people give them a whole lot of advice, which brings me to one of my books, favorite books that I like to read, Alice the Artist. It's a children's book, and you know what I'm about to talk about here is kind of in the same line of this book. But all these people had given tons of suggestion to this creative person, and what they do is awesome, and I find great benefit from it, and I love just kind of the down to earth, natural way. It's, you know, you can't, it's not highly produced. It's just authentic to me. That's just the person doing what they love in a way that they enjoy, and it just, the joy comes across. I'm not worried that sometimes the sound goes out or the lighting is weird. None of that. It's all just, I don't know, it just makes me feel like I am in community with that person. And I realized that that's my goal. And I want it to feel like we're sitting around a table having a cup of coffee, having this conversation about something, or I'm telling a story about something that I've experienced, and you get to be there with me. And as I go through the steps of this podcast and kind of going through this consistency, this is a time in my life where I have, again, a little more resources, a little more time, a little more availability to really be able to consistently go and do and just walk through this. So that's kind of been the little synchronicity, the little messages of the past week since the last podcast, where I was like, oh my gosh, I just wandered around in grief and I went here and I went there and thought about things, and I look at my list and I practice and I do all this, and then I sit here with the microphone and it's as if my whole entire being is like, but you know what you really want to talk about is this. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to talk about. And then my brain's like, and here are the 17 different things that you know about these things, and here are the counterpoints to the things that you know, and here are this. And I'm like, how do we get anything done? And the brain's like, oh, ha, 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 we get a lot done. We do. So it's always kind of an enjoyable experience to sit down and begin working when you have a lot of things that you have learned over the years, a lot of things that you would like to share with others, stories and things, and you want to get them out. And for me, I've kind of really, they've all been just kind of put into sort of a folder, so to speak, or kind of like a basket. And I'm like, oh, here's this idea, I'm going to put it in, and all these things kind of get into this crucible, this beautiful kind of multitudinous hall of information and learning and experience. And then I pick one out, and then when I pick that one thing out, there's like six or seven things hanging on that it's like, well, you can't take that out without me. And then there's like another one, and me, and just like, oh yeah, I want to talk about synchronicity. Somehow this is going to go back to cats. I'm going to figure out how this goes into this or that. But the main thing for me is just to consistently get this out. Even when there are days when I am like, I just can't, I don't know if I can get this out today. I have had a lot to do there. I had to do this, I had to do that. I'm just going to put it off for one day. And that is the, for my brain, the put it off for one day is like, I might as well just sing a death dirge at that point, because my brain's like, oh, we're going to put it off until tomorrow. Great. And then, 7 weeks later, I'm like, what about that thing I put off for that day? And so I just kind of like, just kind of whatever, but I sit down and I go through it. And then when I'm done, I'm always like, oh, you know what? That was easy. And there's a whole lot of psychology and things about that. And, again, these are things that are on my list of things to kind of storytell and discuss and things. We're getting there right now. This podcast is all about me showing up for me and doing the thing that I love so much that I had to put on hold for a very long time due to circumstances outside of my control. And going through that process, as I talked about last week's podcast, about having the grief, about really just having this wonderful feeling of things that I just, my whole being is like, go and do, and here's how you can. And I'm like, I will, but it was just not the time. And I've said this to so many people, and just I say this way too much, but that it takes as long as it takes. And truthfully, if I had tried to come back to this at any point in the last 10 years, it would have not worked. And when I did try to do things to come back to where I am now, nothing would happen. Synchronicity, like our internet would go out that day, or my phone wouldn't work. I couldn't get the site to load, or I could. It was just it just felt like overwhelming some days when I was like, okay, I can do this, and then it just wouldn't. And I, you know, there were days where I was like, okay, I'm just forget it. I'm not doing this. Never mind. I'm just gonna go do this, and never mind. And then the universe would say, you know what? You're gonna do this, and you can do this. It's just not time. And so I'm just very thankful. And that's really that's my podcast for today. It's not going to be the usual 30 minutes because I have things to do. So that was just an all of a sudden abrupt. I was like, I was just gearing up for like an altar call or something. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, that's it. It's been fun talking to you. Have a nice day. Come back again next week. So I know I'm going to probably in a year or so look back at some of these and be like, oh my gosh. But, you know, as again, these people, these creative people that I follow, so many of them the creator was like, I just did this, and then I did this, and I did this, and I kept doing it because that's what I wanted to do, and I wasn't concerned if anybody listened or watched. It was because this is where I am. And he talks about going and looking at his past work and being like, oh my gosh, I should just take that off. And then it's like the parts that he thought were just so, you know, quote unquote cringe-worthy, he's like, those were the ones that people like the most. And I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say here in this podcast, where I've dipped into synchronicities and I've dipped into other, you know, variations of a theme. But, you know, the synchronicities, the signs, the things are just all kind of pointing to this, just show up. And that's my message for you today. If you're looking for the bigger message, you know, where I usually give you something like here's a tip, just do the best you can and show up for yourself every day and pay attention to the little messages. You know, they are just as important as the bigger ones, and just keep growing, keep shining, keep being your wonderful self. And just do it. Oh my, am I allowed to say that? I might get canceled for that. I don't know. But anyway, just if you want to do a podcast, make a podcast. And if four people listen to it, that's four people that you didn't have listening to it before. I think we're constantly pushed to make content that is going to make us rich. Excuse me. And I think we get really in that mindset that we're going to do this, and this is what's going to make us rich. And I think that you can also do what you love alongside what you need to do to have resources to take care of yourself. So that's the message for today. And I'm out of here. Again, this is a short podcast. It's all about showing up for me. It's all about that synchronicity. It's all about shining brightly. But most of all, it's about those of you that listen and who reach out to me and say, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. It's been helpful. I am back in the office. I'm fully back in the office all the way. I was going to kind of make a little bit more of an announcement about that on my social media, but I'm in the middle of a book discussion group and another book discussion group and classes. And the people that need to know that I'm back in the office know. But if you are just somehow finding this random podcast, it is the third week in January and I'm back in the office. And I will be doing the thing that I do in the way that I do it. So anyway, it has been wonderful sharing pieces of my life with you in today's podcast. Thank you and keep being awesome. And I will see you next week.